a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here of the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us tonight. Show's also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, also on KU Satellite on Galaxy 25, sitting there 22,000 miles above the Earth in geosynchronous orbit, beaming down to small dishes attached to the side of homes and travel trailers all over the country. It's a great thing. Massive. The eagle's all the way up in Canada, down at the footprint goes all the way down into Mexico and all across the fruited plain. And it's very cool. Also, so I want to say hello to everybody listening on low power FM stations across the country and to those of you operating those stations, our micro guys and gals. Thank you very much. Without you, getting this message of truth out would be much more difficult. And I'm glad you guys are there and you're very much appreciated. Our guest tonight is Tommy Crier. He's a constitutional law attorney. You can hear every Saturday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network from 2 to 4 p.m. with the Live Free Zone. He's beat the IRS at their own game. Before they even went to court, they were dropping charges. And Tommy is one of the success stories. We've been talking about the Sherry Peel Jackson case tonight. We've been talking about the process of federal court. We're going to talk about Ed and Lane Brown here in just a few minutes. But Tommy, go on and talk a little bit more about how this power, for lack of a better term, corrupts some of these individuals into believing that they are godlets, as you said.
The ancient Roman times, the general would be standing in his chariot and he would be screamed and yelled at, accolades from thousands and thousands of people adoring him for his successes. But as a safety measure, they put a slave on the chariot with him, standing right behind him. And his slave's duty or task was to whisper into the general's ear, "Remember, all glory is fleeting and thou art mortal." I think we ought to have one of us slaves up there behind the bench telling some of these judges, "Remember, glory is fleeting and thou art mortal." Maybe put it on the wall or something.
Yeah, that are having pop up on their computer screen every 5 minutes. Their screensaver.
You know, it's just, that wouldn't be a bad idea. But, that's one of the things that makes the system not work as well as it should. And I don't know what the solution is, but it would be better if we were to screen judges based on their credentials and their capability rather than their political acumen.
Yeah.
And how many people and how many fannies they kissed. That I think would help the system immensely. We have had some extremely principled men on the bench. We've had some really terrific warriors from the Constitution and Justice, but we've got a lot of them falling short of that.
Yeah. We're going to grab a quick break here. We'll come back, talk more with Tommy on the other side. We're going to get into the subject of Ed and Elaine Brown and some other cases that are coming down the pike. Tommy's website is truthattack.com and liefreezone.com. Visit both of those and check them out.
Truthattack.org.
Truthattack.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
One, two, three, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna, but can't stand to see me walk out the door? Don't try to fight the feeling, just the thought alone.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to join us on the program tonight. Tommy, let's talk about Ed and Lane Brown, kind of where their situation stands. They've been in custody and incarcerated now for right about a month. Where are things standing with them?
And I really don't know where that's going to end up, Mike. It's a difficult case. You have a problem that we do have rights, but with those rights, we have also the right to waive them. And from the court standpoint, Ed waived his right to be present and to participate in his trial. I'm not convinced that that's what happened, but that's the way it is now as far as the official record is concerned. But, you know, there are things that can be done. I don't know whether Ed's going to, explore those a certain hope that he does. And I think that the right thing to happen here is for these two to get another trial. I don't think that they had a fair trial.
No, I mean,
not necessarily based on any rulings by the court, because I'm not privy to those. I'm not really in a position to say the court ruled properly or improperly on things. But I don't think that Ed was in the mode of, I think I'll waive my right to be present at the time that he elected not to come back to the courtroom.
But Elaine herself, though, I mean, does this case stand together with them together, or would it stand with each of them separately? I mean, would Elaine be able to try to make things happen if Ed decides not to?
Well, they could each, every person makes his own selections of what course of action he takes individually. I mean, we're not joined at the hip.
Right.
And that, you know, it should be a coordinated effort between the two. They have a mutual defense, mutually compatible defense, and their strength in numbers. And I think that if both of them were to move in unison, it would be to their benefit. But I think that they should be trying to explore the possibility of getting another trial. And one where they were there, one where they have representation. I know Ed hates lawyers. That's his prerogative. But it, you know, that I'm not too fond of proctologists, but if I really needed one, I don't think I'd go to my neighbor and say, I just can't stand proctologists, so would you take care of this for me?
Right. Yeah, my neighbor Bill's doing my colonoscopy tomorrow.
Right.
He's a mechanic.
Well, yeah. You know, we have some of that going on in this community. You know, we have a lot of wannabe lawyers out there. And this is lawyers' fault. This isn't their fault so much. It's lawyers' fault for not coming in and meeting the needs of this community.
Right.
And they create a vacuum, and that vacuum is filled with these people who would love to be a lawyer but just don't want to go to the trouble of going through all of that loss, of actually learning about how to do it.
And I think in many ways a disservice is done because there are so many different theories about this and that out there, you know, from that when you sit and listen to programs, and I've listened to a number of them on the issues of being a sovereign citizen, the tax issue itself. I've heard people go round and round and round for 2 or 3 hours in these discussions, and you leave that show when it's done, and you're more confused than you were when the show started.
Well, I think that that's true. I think that sometimes I'm not going to suggest that that was the object of it, but
right.
Certainly to that effect, you have a ton of folks out there that feel like they can, and this is one of the two things that really shocked me about this community when I was first introduced to it a little earlier this year. See, I'm not the product of any of these groups or any of the, I didn't even know anything about the tax honesty community for many years. I got into this in order to get a guy out of one of them.
Right.
You know, and it didn't work. But one of the things that amazes me is this idea or notion that someone can go out here and by twisting and turning and distorting and taking things out of context and combining them, like it's a Scrabble game, like law is some sort of Scrabble game where they can make up a new word, and that word belongs to them now. They've invented hitherto unknown law, and
right.
This is their creation, and now they can sell it. They have a proprietary interest in it. Nobody else can sell their particular recipe of snake oil. And they have to get into some really convoluted and weird and obtuse type positions. It almost looks like they're playing, let's say, a game you just spin and you have to put a hand on a color and a foot on another color. Twister.
Right.
And, you know, it just, it's from an attorney standpoint, it's almost obscene. And yet they're out there just peddling this stuff like crazy, when really it's not at all necessary. It's really a simple issue. There is no law making anybody liable,
right?
Other than those withholding taxes on non-resident aliens and foreign corporations. What else do you need to know? Now, if you want to really know a little bit more, look at the Constitution and the Supreme Court cases that tell us what income is. Well, the IRS is lying to us about that too. They tell us that everything that comes in is income. No, it isn't. The only thing that's income is that part of what comes in that's net gain, profit. And
yeah.
Even then, even if you have a net gain, that's not income unless it can be derived from. Those are familiar terms. Derived from the gross. If you can't separate the two, it's like milk and water, and you can't separate it, you don't have income. Right? And so how tough is that to understand?
That's easy to understand.
Yeah, it is. And if that isn't enough, you want to go really deep. A lot of people don't realize, they don't put this in the civics book, but you have a God-given fundamental right to earn a living.
Yeah.
To apply your labor, your trade, your skill in any manner you choose. And to do that free of any kind of abridgment or restriction by the government. Your fundamental rights are exempt from taxation. They're not within the taxing authority of the federal government. And so if you, since the income tax is really an excise on activity that produces income, this would be a tax on your exercising your right to earn a living.
Right.
That's measured in income. And that's according to the Supreme Court. This isn't me. I haven't invented this. Nothing I put out for that jury was stuff that I invented. I didn't come up with anything new. I just went and dug up the law the way it is. But so why do we have to have these weird concepts about the UCC superseding Constitution, or about the IRS being a foreign corporation when it is not, or about the United States being a corporation consisting of the 10-mile square, not 10 square miles, but 10-mile square district of Columbia, and that it went bankrupt and Queen of England bought the United States out of bankruptcy, and now all lawyers swear an oath to the Queen of England to return the colonies to Mother England. And, you know, where does all this stuff have to come from? You know, why do we even have to worry about twisting and distorting when you could lay it down just straight, nothing but the way it is?
Yeah. Tommy, I've had people call my show, and they'll say, well, why don't people do this, 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 and this? And say, okay, explain to me how that works. Well, I can't. Well, then why did you bring it up in the first place? I mean, if you're not prepared to sit and explain it in a way that people can understand it, if you think you've got something that's there, then why even bother to bring it up? It just confuses people.
Look, I get a lot of questions, and they're legitimate questions from people that I got one here that says, can Sherry appeal her conviction? And I wrote him back and said, yes, she can. She has a right to appeal her conviction. You know, and these are legitimate questions, and I right. try to answer all of them. But then whenever I get these things, I also got a whole host of these things that say, well, Sherry deserved to lose because she did raise the UCC, and she didn't say it was without recourse. And that's a bunch of hogwash. The UCC is state law. The UCC only deals with commercial instruments. You know, these things are negotiable instruments. And why, I don't know. I don't know. But there are a lot of people out there that really don't understand, and when they ask, I try like crazy to make them understand or help them understand. But whenever I'm getting these things in, that is not pure state law, I'm wondering, what harm is this person doing to himself and others?
Right.
How many people have gone to prison because of this UCC scam? How many people have gone to prison or lost everything that they had because they went out and got in on some trust scheme? The other thing that shocks me is that people think that that the IRS is conducting some sort of sweepstakes, and that when somebody turns in the perfect combination of forms filled out exactly the right way and raising the right issues for the right reasons, that they're going to jump up and throw their arms up in the air and scream, we've got a winner. Now we've got to stop collecting this tax because somebody got a winner. And then you get these people that promote these schemes, and they're out there selling them like crazy. The people who are really trying to beat the beast because they know something's wrong.
Right.
Unintended patriots out there that are getting burned because they're being sold to goods.
Yeah, and that's sad. Back in a minute with more. 800-313-9443 is the number. We'll talk about some upcoming cases that are coming down the pike and some other things going on at truthattack.org back in just a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, talking tonight with Tommy Cryer. His websites, liefreezone.com and truthattack.org. Also, Tommy, truthattack.com pulls up as well, and it goes to the same place.
It's not a true website.
Yeah, it's just like a redirect.
It's dormant.
Okay.
What it is, it's the residence for truthattack.org. It started out to be truthattack.com, but that was abandoned.
Ah, okay.
Instead, it resides over that whatever that address is.
Excellent.
And so, you know, that's the way that is. But the Truth Attack had a guy there. Matter of fact, we had a couple of folks there at Sherry's trial. Gary Thomason was over there for the trial. As a matter of fact, was there a couple of days before the trial and assisted in preparations. And Gary's been very helpful in the formation at the building of Truth Attack. And so he was giving us reports, and that kind of went awry. We had to do text reports. I sent them out the best I could. And then his phone goes out right after the jury verdict gets in. I couldn't get a complete report. We had to do partials. But we, you know, he gave me a pretty good inside line there as to what was going on, because I was getting scoop earlier on preparations and the level of preparation, where things were, and on how Jeff Digstein managed to slide in there on Monday morning and actually got onto the team and was sitting there at Larry's elbow, which could only be, you know, a good thing to have. Right. Trying a case by yourself is difficult with a jury trial, because there's so many other things that have to be done while you're really trying to pay attention to precisely what's being said and who's saying. But, you know, Truth Attack is sent out a deal tonight, matter of fact, on this thing, that we've just got to redouble our efforts. And one of the things is that we can learn from Sherry's trial is that the strategy that we've been employing, is basically to sit back and wait and see who they come for next, and in a hope to successfully defend that person. And they're calling the shots.
Right.
They're naming the time, the place, and who it is. They're picking their targets. And they're in control. Now, that's got to change.
And then so, they set the rules and name the weapons that can be used.
That's right. And they determine when something is filed and where it's filed and against whom. And one of the things that Truth Attack is about to do on this, and we've been working on this now for some months, you know, we opened up the political front with letter writing, for starters, and now we've got in the store, we're selling signs that say what income tax, truthattack.org, not to put in yards, they're yard signs. They're not putting in yards, they're putting in busy intersections in your town.
Right.
We're selling those for cost of replacement, so that when this 1,000 that we have bought are gone, we'll have the money to buy another 1,000 and another 1,000. Truth Attack is pushing this political front. And part of the reason that, I bet I got 50, 75 emails on Sherry's deal today, saying that the jury must be incredibly dumb. Yes, they are. They've been numbed down. They've been dumbed down, just like the rest of society has been. And they've been brainwashed into believing the IRS's big lie. And they can't, you know, understand how anybody could not know what everybody has always known, and that is, you got to file, you got to pay. And so what we've got to do is we've got to wake this public up. And when you get to where the public is aware that the IRS is lying, and is even if it's aware only that there's an issue about it, it's going to get where you won't be able to convict anybody.
Right.
And that's where the teeth come out of the monster. Now, the monster's still got talents. They're still dangerous. But then that's where the legal side comes in. And what we're doing now is I've kind of assembled, I don't have anything real formal, but I've assembled and I've drawn on all of the lawyers, what few of us there are in the community. And we are compiling a list of countermeasures where we start calling the shots, where we decide where the fight will happen, where we decide when something gets filed and against them, where we are running the prosecution instead of them. And one of those things is to file suits on 7431 claims for 6305 violations. I know I'm speaking Greek here, but it'll come together in a minute. For unauthorized disclosure of tax return information. I've done some studies on people's cases and had them put, you know, send me their paperwork, and I've looked at it, and in almost every case where you had third-party inquiries or where you had summonses issued, there are blatant, flagrant violations of that. Now, when they violate that and they make an unauthorized disclosure of your tax return information, which could...
Hold right there, Tommy. Hold right there.
Yeah.
Time for a break. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us tonight. Our guest tonight is Tommy Crier, and the show is blowing by. And every time Tommy is on, I learn so much, and tonight is no different. Okay, as we were going to the break, you're talking about violations that occur regarding third parties and the fact that you guys are looking into to making issue of that.
These agents are out there every day loading our wagon up with ammunition beyond belief. Every day, they're out there violating those disclosure prohibitions, and every one of those gives rise to a lawsuit with a minimum of a $1,000 award. And on top of that, punitive damages, on top of that, all costs involved in the lawsuit, and on top of that, attorney's fees. Now, on the maiden suit that we've got, we're putting together right now, we've got a case involving some 40 violations. So you're starting there with a minimum award of $40,000, plus probably a like amount for punitive, plus another $25,000 in attorney's fees. So we're and that's just on the 7431. This gentleman, this agent also violated, Federal Rule 6 of Criminal Secret Rule 6, in that he disclosed to some 20 people, 30 people, the fact that there was a grand jury investigation being conducted as to this subject. And we're putting together a questionnaire that's going to be sent out. I'm going to broadcast it from Truth Attack. We're going to post it on the website. You see these commercials from these class action people.
Right.
And they're saying, you know, if you had this disease or that disease, or did you take this pill and die? If you took this pill and died, please call this number. You may have right to compensation. Well, we're going to be distributing questionnaires and say, all right, have you been the subject of a third-party summons to a bank or lawyer or whatever? Have you had inquiries made about you by the Internal Revenue Service to third parties? Have they interviewed any of your friends, clients, customers, business associates?
Tommy, can I have you speak up just a little bit? You're getting a little low on us.
If so...
There we go.
Did they disclose to these people your Social Security number? Did they disclose to them that you were being subjected to an investigation of any kind? Did they disclose to them that you had or had not filed tax returns? Did they disclose to them that they were from the Criminal Investigation Division? Any of these disclosures, that's a pop, 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 $1,000 apiece, plus punitive damages, plus costs, plus attorney's fees. Now, if this happened to you, call one of these attorneys. You may be entitled to compensation.
Right.
And we're setting up filtration to, in order to just use nothing but headshots. I mean, real simple, straightforward, can't get out of it cases. Now, when we do this, what we're also going to do is we're going to file for each of those, because it's a violation of the regulations. We're going to file with the Treasury Inspector General Tax Administration a 1205 complaint that this guy has violated your rights. Now, if they find, and it's inescapable, because in this one case I'm telling you about, the guy did it in writing. He made these disclosures in letters.
Oh, my.
Not only that, but when he did it in person, he made a memorandum of interview where he admitted doing it in the memorandum, his own memorandum. He wrote, signed confessions from this guy across the board. Now, when they find, if the Treasury Inspector General finds that an agent or an employee has violated any rule, regulation, or statute, the remedy is mandatory termination. Now, you stop and start adding some of this stuff up. You start getting 100, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 of these lawsuits pending and going after the government. That's a suit against the government. But then also complaints against these violating agents that are doing it every single day. I had one shipped in today. I said, well, so these were clean, but show me the envelopes they came in. Sure enough, bigger in Dallas. He sent them to me. Criminal investigation across the top. Went to the banks. It's a violation. Right and left are doing this. They're giving us all this information, all of these, this ammunition, and we're not using it. We're not calling the shots. And whenever you've got an agent sitting there and he's looking at his best buddy sitting over there cleaning his desk out, he's 5 years short of retirement, that's going to make an impression.
That'll certainly have a trickle-down effect.
The next guy that they decide to go after, the next guy they decide to pick on, they're not going to know if he's one of the sheeple or if he's a rattlesnake just daring them to step on him.
Right.
We want them to be, accountable. We want them to know that we are not peasants. We're citizens in command. And by doing this, by holding them to the law, I mean, we're following the law to the letter, to the T. But why haven't we been doing this? I don't know. Other people have advocated. I'm not the first to advocate it. But this, I think, is the first time that we've taken a concerted effort to put it together, organize it, get it all prepared, make forms, make kits, litigation kits. We also need to do something about the way we're defending these cases. We need to take them to the mat. We need to challenge them on these other elements, such as the liability provision. These other elements, such as and we need to do it in court. We need to do it cross examinations on these guys. Most of these people are idiots, and they don't know the law. and yet they're going to get up there and testify to conclusions of law. When you testify that Joe Blow had $50,000 in income, you just made a legal conclusion that the $50,000 he received was income. Well, then you start challenging the guy. Okay, well, how did you determine that it was income? By what definition did you use? Where was the source of your definition?
Right.
There isn't a source in the code. Code doesn't define income. Congress isn't allowed to define income. Only the Supreme Court can define income. It's a constitutional term. Suppose that Congress could define constitutional terms for a minute. All they'd have to do to get rid of your First Amendment rights, or most of them, is to define speech as pig Latin. And then the only way that you have First Amendment protected speech is if you spoke in pig Latin. They can't do that. So
no.
They can't do it with income either and make their taxing authority bigger than it is and go outside what really truly is income from a legal standpoint. So we need to take the initiative. We need to start picking the fights. We need to start picking the targets. We need to, and when you're the plaintiff, you're in control of that litigation. It's your litigation. Just like whenever they charge somebody with something, they're in control of it. It's their case. Well, we need to have our cases. And that's what it's going to take. And if you get a good legal front going, and people start realizing, hey, there's money in suing the government, that's going to travel as fast as a California wildfire.
Oh, yeah. And Tommy, I've been saying this on my show here as of late. It is time we start acting instead of reacting. Take the fight to them. We've played by their rules for so long. It's time we make up our own rules and start fighting them.
Well, they set the terms of engagement as being terrorizing the, you know, who can out-terrorize the other.
Right.
Well, I'm picking up the gauntlet. I'm picking it up. And all I need is for people to start digging into their records and seeing what we have. And if they've got ammunition, you know, come up to the forward trench. We're fixing to go over the top. We go. And we're taking it to them. And then we're in control. Not them. And they're on the defensive, not us. And every minute, one of these jerks is spending defending himself or trying to cover his butt is a minute that he is a pistol whipping some honest, hardworking American.
Right. And you clog up the gears in the machine, and eventually the machine stops turning.
Gears. I want the gears to run fast. I want these suits to go pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
I don't want to clog up anything. I just want to hold them to the law. And that includes holding them to the law of applying the income tax where it's only supposed to be applied instead of to everybody and everything.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time.
It is time. It is time. And I think, Tommy, the fact that the law itself and the Constitution is not allowed to be talked about in these cases, I think it's an absolute travesty. I mean, well, that's what you're in there for.
Well, you know, there's some basis for the position that you don't try law to the jury. But there's also a basis for the jury has a right to judge the law.
Right.
Now, and as a matter of fact, the Supreme Court has even held, and many appellate courts have held, that a jury has the right and the power to judge not only the facts, but the law as well. But, and here's the big but, I'm not talking about some fat woman, I'm talking about the big B-U-T-1-T. The trial judge is not required to tell them that they have that power. Now, if you are arrested for robbing a bank, what's the first thing they've got to do? They have to inform you of your rights. But a jury of law-abiding, honest people drawn out of their homes, out of their businesses, away from their jobs, away from their families, and required to serve against their will, really, as much as under arrest as the defendant is, they're not entitled to be informed of their rights. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, it's definitely wrong. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, this is the law, but we're not going to tell you what it is, and this is what you're capable of doing, but we don't want you to know this because, well, if you do that, then we lose, and hey, my nice little opulent lounge here is going to disappear.
That's right. I am the source. I am the font. I am the godlet. And you are merely to find the facts, and I will give you the law. I will be your source of the law. Well, he is not the source of the law. He's a vessel. And, you know, that's part of the problem that we have, is that we're human. I mean, that's always been the weakest link in our system has been us.
I think you're right. I mean, because we want to react. We want to wait for it to happen as opposed to saying, okay, this is how you're going to play. We'll play right back. I'm excited about this. I mean, because look what they did to your law practice, Tommy. They ruined it.
Yeah. They totally wrecked a practice that I'd built over. I had third generation clients, Mike. I had clients that the first time I ever laid eyes on them, they were in a hospital nursery. And of course, it was one of the things that was a great thing about my practice is because of that, I did everything from DWIs to adoptions.
Right.
You can't tell grandpa you don't handle domestic cases when his granddaughter, that he's been with you for 25, 30 years and you're going to tell him I'm not going to help your granddaughter because she's getting a divorce. So consequently, I've handled just about every kind of case you could imagine. Up to and including suing the gas company because the meter reader relieved himself on the back of the house. I mean, I've had some wacky stuff, but it's made it fun, you know? It's been fun. And as a result, I'm actually affecting their lives. I'm doing something that makes people's lives better. I'm solving their problems. I'm doing what I thought back then was my calling in life. And they took all that away from me. They destroyed it. They scared all these people off.
Have you gotten any of your clients back since the acquittals?
Some of them have wandered back out of the woods, but I don't know how many are going to come back out because they think I'm a marked man. I mean, they think that I've got a target on my back, and they've been told that if anybody gets too close to me, they could get caught up in a criminal investigation, federal investigation. And since it's not milk and eggs that you got to buy every week, you know, somebody might go 2 or 3 years and never need it. Any legal help.
Right.
It's hard to say how much of my people I'm going to get back. And I miss them. I'll tell you what, I miss them just like I miss lost friends.
Well, because essentially that's what they were. I mean, third generation clients, they are friends.
They are. They are friends. I mean, I know their families. I know them. I know, you know, and I give a lot of advice out. It's just friend advice. They call me because not because they have a legal problem, because they want to. They want a solution and they know I'm a problem solver.
Yeah.
And that too is a bit of a reward. When people call you because they think you're wise, because they think you're smart, and you're able to help them, that's part of what makes you go home and sleep good at night. You know, and I've lost all that. That's been all destroyed.
I think that's where they get their jollies out of it, is just wrecking people's lives.
I think some of them actually derive a great deal of pleasure. I think it's from feelings of inadequacy, inferiority complex, a typical bully syndrome.
Sure.
You know, you look at the school ground today, and you look at the bullies picking on little kids, and check those guys 20 years from now. They'll either be on the police force or in prison.
Yeah.
Well, some of those drift off into the IRS. But you look at the cruel treatment of people that they do, the heartless way that they handle their cases, and you've got to say these people have issues, or they're just basically evil. I'm not saying that all of them are, but and I'm sure that there are exceptions to every rule. But you know, you drag a woman out because her husband is disseminating the truth and selling books.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't want people to read. And so you break in his front door. You grab his wife out of the shower. You make her kneel, uncovered. Don't throw her a blanket. Don't allow her to pick up a gown. Handcuffed in the middle of her living room with a gun in her head for 2 hours while your men totally ransack and demolish and trash the entire apartment. And what kind of person does something like that?
Not a very nice person. I did hear an interesting story tonight, though, Tommy, where a couple of IRS agents went to take a woman's car from her, and a crowd of people gathered around as there was quite a commotion. This one big old boy didn't like the way the IRS agents were handling this woman. He beats the crap out of them, and they run off. And she drove off with the car.
Well, if they find that guy, he's up for a federal crime.
Oh, yeah.
For obstructing. And, well, you know, take the Kerry case. They follow RICO as a result of this case. Mm. And the Kerry case is a beautiful case, Mike. Have you read on that?
I've read a little bit of it, yeah. The weights and measures, the whole thing.
Kerry, Las Vegas, contractor, he was paying his people with real money. And, for example, if a guy worked 40 hours normally for $15 an hour, instead of paying him 15 Federal Reserve notes, he would pay him 40 silver dollars.
Right.
Well, what's the withholding on $40 a week? Zero.
Right.
At the end of the year, the guy's made $2,080. Does he have to file a tax return for $2,080 in income?
Don't believe so.
Assuming that his wages were income.
Right.
They're not. But no. So, I mean, he had it beautiful. So, this is money that the Federal Treasury Department, that's after him, has said that's a dollar.
Yeah, amazing. Back in a minute. Final segment. Hold on, Tommy. We'll come back. Final segment. We'll talk with Catherine in Montana. Then Tommy quickly finishes points up. Back in just a minute here. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I'm gonna find my baby. Woo! Down.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network, Tommy, real quick, finish up your thought there that we were on as we headed to the break.
I think what we got people that are going to prison for us. We got people that are standing up taking the bullets for us. We want the government off of our back. We want the government out of our pocketbook. The only way we're going to get this stopped off of you and off of me is to get it off of everybody.
Right.
And the only way that, that what Irwin Schiff and Larkin Rose and many, many others that we've never heard the names of, because they're getting these people every day. They're sending somebody away. And Sherry Jackson. The only way that their sacrifice is going to mean anything is if we make it mean something. If we do something because of it. Otherwise, it's just pointless, vain suffering.
Yeah, indeed.
It was cruel for us. It would be cruel for us not to make that sacrifice count. And so we've got to get out there and quadruple, double, triple. Every day, every one of us needs to be making another American aware.
Yeah.
The truth.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Got to make it count.
Yeah,
we've
Catherine
got to them. We got to get off the ropes and we got to start swinging.
Exactly. Catherine in Montana, real quickly, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you. Disclaimer, I do file and pay my taxes. First
and that's
question.
A thing to do.
I didn't hear you. I'll hear it in the archives here. But first question, A, do you still pay, do you pay any taxes now? And B, do you think it was worth losing your law practice? And C, don't you think that Elaine Brown kind of went along with Ed and maybe didn't totally believe in the calls, quote unquote? And the last comment I have to make is that I have not followed all of these cases all along, but unless everybody totally does the same thing, you're not going to get rid of the IRS. In my humble opinion, unless Ron Paul gets elected.
Catherine, thanks for the call.
Thank
Tommy.
You. I'll listen on the phone.
Right, I'm going to try to get that in the 2 minutes that we've got left to work with here. Starting at the back end, I think it was D or somewhere in there, everybody working together, if everybody knows this, they won't be able to do anything. They'll be powerless. They can't get convictions. They can't hurt anybody. More people will be standing up and beating up agents who are roughing up little old ladies. They're going to be scared of us if we stand up and find our hind legs. Back up on the list, and I don't know if I'm going to catch them all. I do pay taxes every day. I pay taxes of every size, shape, color, and description. I do not file income taxes. Now, you mentioned that you do file taxes, and that's wise, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because not everybody is geared to take on the legal side of this battle, but anybody can get out here and join Truth Attack, become a Truth Trooper, get your kit, and join up with a local chapter. We're fixing to start forming local chapters all over. We're going to be out there April 15th. We'll be out there with signs and pushcards, whenever these cards are lined up in the post office, and these people are still stinging. And we're going to be handing them notices, letting them know that they've just been robbed. You go to this thing and study up on it and find out what the truth is. A certain number of those television crews that go out there and film that event every year are going to be drawn to this activity, and we're going to get stories done on that.
Certainly.
We're going to be a few candidates. We're getting it out. We're going to do something. We're taking this thing to the people. And that's where the solution is going to be.
Yeah, indeed.
I know I missed some of that question because there were so many parts of it, but
that's okay. Tommy, as always, it's a pleasure having you on. We're out of time. Your website, truthattack.org, and lifefreezone.com. I appreciate, as always, you coming on. I learned so much when you're on here, and hope to have you back on again another time.
And I really appreciate you having me on. I do remember one other question. I have heard music start up, but...
Yeah, we had about 10 seconds.
Is it worth it to lose my practice? Yes. I know good men who've lost legs, lost their eyesight. I've known good men that lost their lives in defense of their country. And so I can't complain about what little losses I have.